Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
That's what she said. It is The Advertising Show. Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network, visit them at an elevator near you at captivate.com. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production, also named one of the, what is this, the top 10 advertising and marketing shows of 2008 by the whom? Remember that?
Some website, but I think it was by Roy Spence. He was just going by a different name.
Oh, he was doing that? Is that his? Okay, that's great.
Today's guest, right?
Anyway, so we're looking at having fun today with Roy Spence. Roy is also the CEO and author of It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. Obviously, Roy's got a few years of marketing and advertising behind him. GSD&M, Idea City, a great place in Austin, a leading national marketing, communications, and advertising company that has helped grow some of the world's most successful brands. Of course, they were not successful prior to the association with Roy. I think he failed to point that out here. But everything from Walmart to Southwest Airlines, Chili's, and on and on and on and on. We'll tell you more about Roy here in just a moment and get into what his book is all about, too. It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. A little bit later on this hour, let me take a look here, we've got Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence out of New York and West Palm. And the AARP is using viral videos, which tells you something. If an old fart organization like AARP can do that, well, so can you, okay? Also, Gene Bliss, a little momentarily here, customer experiences. And basically, what pushes your yes button, or more importantly, what pushes your customers' yes buttons? Need to know that. So what we have here, brand new, not necessarily new, but they're taking advantage of it, the body as a billboard, your ad here. This is basically about a lady by the name of Terry Gardner, who's a legal secretary in California. She got home from work to find a couple of police officers waiting for her. They said her brother had told them that she thought she might be having a breakdown because she shaved her head. Okay, She's 50 years old, and she basically told the officers, everything's fine. She shaved her head for an advertising campaign by Air New Zealand, which hired her to display a temporary tattoo. And basically, she showed them the tattoo on the back of her head, and it says, need a change? Head down to New Zealand. And that's her part of what's called Body as a Billboard. I would imagine that we could get into some very interesting different types of things with a body billboard, couldn't we, Brad?
Well, I think a scratch and sniff execution's in line, don't you think?
That could be for the people who make the Penn tennis balls. Is that what you're suggesting or something?
Well, it could be a lot of things.
Yes, it could.
You know, Ray, one of your favorite publications, Playboy, is celebrating its 55th anniversary this year, and Hugh Hefner, his once mighty empire, is seen as struggling for relevance. The Playboy magazine and its brand no longer boasts the wealth of cachet it once enjoyed. Hefner, however, disagrees. He's quoted as saying, I'm doing very, very well, but, you know, I'm not sure if he understood.
Very, very old.
I'm not sure if he understood the question. He may be commenting on something else. But anyway, what was once you know, only available in Playboy is now available in SI's swimsuit edition, isn't it? So, you know, we're lacking some social relevance and product differentiation. But, you know, one time, and I mean this honestly, it was a good publication that people sought out for as much of its literary content as it was for its pictorial. So, you know.
Sure it was, Brad. Sure it was. Believe. Was that what you told your mother?
Probably why. I always grabbed an issue at your house.
I'm just reading the articles. Gene Bliss is up next. What pushes your yes button? Speaking of Playboy.
Welcome to the customer experience. Making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome. With your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
IKEA Furniture Stores is the Popeye of furniture. committed and clear about their purpose. They are proud to say, "We are what we are." And that is to create a better everyday life for the many people. IKEA wants to produce what they call democratic design. They know people on a limited budget still want a beautiful home, a comfortable home, and a place that feels like, well, home. IKEA therefore designs the price tag first. It is what keeps them on course. They have a set of criteria that must exist before a product is released. Are you that clear about what steers your yes decision? Determine what conditions must always exist before you say yes to something that impacts your customers. Name three conditions that everyone must scrutinize every decision with. It will clarify your intent for customer focus and simplify your mission.
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
It's the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Good to have you here today. Thank you very much, Gene Bliss, as always a great part of the show. A little bit later on, Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence, and just momentarily here, we've got Roy Spence joining us, a co-author of It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. As you said, he's chairman and CEO of GSD&M Idea City in Austin, a leading national marketing communications firm. Back in 1971, this sounds like a story or something like that, Roy and a group of friends founded the agency just after graduating from UT Austin, a fine school. Roy led an effort to build an environment where ideas are destined to flourish, and making a difference was a priority from day one. What a great mantra. Under Roy's leadership, the agency flew with Herb Kelleher and Southwest Airlines. Love that. Helped grow the most successful airline in aviation history. Rode with Sam Walton and Walmart and helped build the largest company in the world. Cooked with Norm Brinker. Notice these little words in there? And Chili's, and helped to serve up the most successful casual dining restaurant in America. And delivered for Ed Whitaker and AT&T and helped produce the largest telecommunications company in the world. And they declared, "Don't mess with Texas," creating one of America's favorite advertising slogans. And, of course, now he's co-authored the book here, It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. So in just a few moments, we've got Roy joining us from Austin this weekend on the Advertising Show. Tell me what you have there. What do you have?
Well, and by the way, you're mentioning the credentials of GSD&M. I might add that although a lot of what you were just speaking of, Ray, was a lot was their work from an original creative standpoint, they have followed up and done great work for the last few years for BMW, I might add, which is a great brand they inherited. And
well, that's on page two of the bio. So, you know,
was it? No, well, you know, he has. I was going to say, he has an interesting story about BMW and how they took an outstanding brand and put a little twist on what they saw was a different approach to building on a great platform already. So we'll cover that here in a little bit with the interview.
And he has actually some spare time, very little, but a little bit of spare time. In between being named for Ad Man of the Year, Idea Man of the Century, and University of Texas Distinguished Alumnus. He even has a special parking spot there, I'm sure, at Hot Hamburgers or something. I don't know. Anyway, we've got Roy on with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth here in just a moment on the Advertising Show. Being powered by Schiffel.com and a program called Tendency. Check it out. It's S-C-H-I-P-U-L.com on the Advertising Show.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn, or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillins and Brad Forsythe.
Welcome back. It's the Advertising Show. Ray Schillins, Brad Forsythe, and as promised, we've got Roy Spence out of Boston. Roy is the co-author of a book called It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. Roy, it is a pleasure to have you here on the Advertising Show.
Thank you, brothers. It's great to be with you and also Brad, too. It's a real treat.
Thank you.
Well, and we're honored to have you, Roy. And by the way, our listeners that regularly join us for interviews with authors know that we don't feature authors unless we believe in their book. And I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to check out Roy's new book, It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For, Penguin Portfolio Imprint. Great publisher out of New York. Roy, other than a major book tour and running an ad agency down in Austin, what's new with you, either on a personal or on a business side? Anything?
Well, you know, I think that it's a new day because of the economic Armageddon, and I'm a glass half full, but I think that, you know, what's new is the books out. Our company is, you know, we got terrific people, and that's the main thing. We have fun. I tell our folks every day, you know, well, what are we supposed to do? I say, you're supposed to get up and go to work and work as hard as you can to build your client's business. That's all you can do. And have fun doing it, help each other out. And at the end of the game, once the dust is settled, the people who will be left standing are the people who stand for something, and it's all going to be good. So my life is great. My kids are great. We get to live in Austin, Texas, and that's a good thing too.
You got that.
So all is good, and it's a real pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, again, we're honored to have you, Roy. I know the overall theme of your book is all about determining purpose, and you talked a little bit about that just in your open. First off, why don't you define for our listeners what you mean by purpose?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's kind of comes from what, as I tell people, we didn't know, and y'all know my kind of background, don't tell a lot of the stuff, but we did start our business right out of school, 1971, with four partners, and by the way, we're still together.
Unbelievable.
Almost 40 years.
Congratulations.
I always tell folks that, you know, everybody wants to be a partner, they just don't want to deal with the ship. Everybody wants to be a friend. They just don't want to deal with the friendship or the leadership. And so we kind of started this business not knowing. We wanted to stay in Austin, stay together, and not work for anybody. So we stayed in Austin. We're still together, and we picked the one industry where you work for everybody. So, oh, well, two out of three ain't bad. But we started, you know, finding out that we were kind of, we wanted, you know, to start a company that made a difference. And we didn't, you know, go wear it on our sleeve, but we started realizing that we started attracting Brad and Ray clients like Herb Kelleher on this road to purpose, stopped by and picked us up in his airplane when he had about 10 and we were nothing.
Wow.
And we started understanding that, you know, that this is a man of great purpose, that he actually was in the business of making a difference. So the definition of purpose in our life is that definitive statement of the difference you're trying to make in the world.
Hmm.
And with just a quick example, when Herb started the business in 1971, same year we did, he found that only 15% of the people had ever flown. Instead of going after that 15%, he said, you know what, why don't we do a business model where we open up the skies? Let's niche ourselves in 85% of the business.
Hmm.
And when we got, obviously he had to go to court and, you know, do all that stuff to end regulation, but he said that what his business model was to open up the market. When we did our purpose-based branding with him, we said, Herb, you know, basically you're not in the airline business, you're in the freedom business, because your business model is to democratize the skies. So purpose is that definitive statement. His purpose at Southwest Airlines, to give people the freedom to fly.
Yeah,
and you've seen them well, as you know the success story, because they were driven and they went on purpose.
From what I understand, too, he started that airline with about $10,000 and three airplanes or something like that.
That's right, and he did it on a napkin. You know, he drew Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. He said, start flying that, and we're going to get people out of cars and buses.
Amazing.
And we're going to open up the sky. So the definition is really that definitive difference that you're trying to make in the world. And I believe that it's more relevant today than when I wrote the book, when I actually started writing the book.
Wow.
Yeah, and you also mentioned that it's not only deciding one's purpose of what matters, but it's also identifying what you would never do that can also help you discover your values and priorities. And you mentioned that with the Southwest Airlines example. Talk a little bit about that, Roy.
Well, you know, I learned a lot, and the folks in the ad community, I hope, have read, you know, some of Jim Collins' work, the Built to Last book and the Good to Great book, and we have become great friends because he was the one that really turned me on to the visionary companies are the ones that actually have a purpose beyond making money. And in the process of doing that, they make more. And part of the purpose, when you are led by your purpose and you can articulate it, there is what he calls the stop doing list or the never doing list. Let me give you a quick example with Kelleher, and because his purpose obviously was to give people the freedom to fly. The way he does that and the way they did it and the way they continue to do it is to keep their costs down so they can keep their fares down. So your purpose will drive your business model. It's not something ooey-gooey or soft or, oh, what's the brand essence and all that garbage we put out there. Purpose is not about that. Purpose is the business model. What difference are you trying to make? So a really quick story. Y'all will appreciate this, especially if you know Herb Kelleher. We were starting to go long haul, and, you know, we were a short haul airline. And I walked in. We had a monthly marketing meeting, folks, every month with Herb Kelleher. That's a whole other story that CEOs need to get back into marketing, but we'll talk about that. And I said, Herb, listen, I've been noticing on some of our longer flights, you know, our passengers are, you know, about to pass out from hunger. And he said, well, what do you have in mind? And I thought I was really smart here and cute, you know, marketing guy. I said, well, I've been studying this, Herb. What we need to do is serve Snickers bars because they have peanuts, you know. And I went through the whole thing. And he gets up. Now, Herb smoked, and he still does. He got up and started pacing and smoking. Not a good sign. Pacing's okay. Smoking's okay. Pacing and smoking, not okay. He said, Roy, do you know the price, the difference in the price between a Snickers bar and a bag of peanuts? I went, uh-oh. I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, well, I do. It was 28 cents, whatever.
Yeah.
He said, do you know how many passengers a year we fly? Yes, sir, I do. You know, 20. Now, he said, so if you multiply like 20 million times 20 cents, that's like $400 million or $40 million. Now, to a rich ad guy, I know that doesn't mean much. And then he said, oh, by the way, do you know the difference in what a Snickers bar weighs versus a bag of peanuts?
That's true, yeah.
And I went, uh-oh. He said, well, I do. Do you know how much fuel that we burn in a given year? And do you know the cost of that fuel? Point was. And then he sat down. This is classic Herb. And he said, now, Roy, I will tell you this. If they're just about to pass out, we'll give them two bags of peanuts. Here's the point. If you know what your purpose is, Herb was stingy. No, he made the point to us. He taught us.
Yeah.
If our purpose is to democratize the skies, if our purpose is to give ordinary people the ability to go and see and do things they never dreamed of, if that's our purpose, and Roy, you taught me that, then we can't make operational decisions that will violate it.
Wow.
Isn't that a great story?
That's a fantastic story, and he's all right, too. That's incredible.
And there was story, and Sam Walton did the same thing to me, and Norm Breaker did the same.
Wow.
They knew what business they were in. And because they knew what business they were in, their business model, that purpose was, again, not a soft, ooey-gooey, you know, ad thing.
Yeah.
It was the reason they built the business. And therefore, if you have it, it will be both your anchor and your North Star.
Roy Spence is our special guest here on The Advertising Show, co-author of It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. And when I say co-author, that's Haley Russian, also is Cope out of the Purpose Institute along with Roy. I guess we're going to talk about that, too, a little bit later here on the Advertising Show. It's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. We'll be back in just a minute.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days.
On the Advertising Show, it's Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, and our very special guest this weekend is Roy Spence, co-author of It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. What a great building you have there in Austin, Roy, and what a great brand that you've built for not only clients around the world, but for yourself as well. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be with you, Ray, and Brad, really is.
Yeah, and you know, for our listeners out there that are in the agency business, I guess your last story there, Roy, there's a great lesson about agencies and clients, and you might want to think of not only searching for great clients like you just described, Roy, but maybe firing one or two if they're not not everything they're made out to be, because as an agency, I heard many years ago, and I'm sure you agree, Roy, you're only as good as your clients, and you guys and your agency is a great testament to that. Let me ask real quickly, in your book, I'm sure many listeners by now are asking themselves, how do you discover your purchase? And we're not going to give it all away because we want them to go out and buy your book. But you call the art of how a company can go about discovering their purpose. In your book, you describe various ways of doing this. And I just want to take the last couple that you mentioned in your book. One is called Listen to Your Customers, and another is called Follow Your Heart. Why don't you talk a little bit about those two, which may have a little bit of a tie-in, I suppose.
Yes, they do, and I appreciate the question because, again, I want to make sure all the listeners know this. We didn't know any of this. We learned it, and we still don't know much. But when you have great clients and you have great people and you have great and you have a great purpose of your own, then you can help others discover theirs. The first one about listen to your customers, and that's really, I know it's such a trite thing to say in the ad business, but Sam Walton, and it's on the wall of my office, he said, whenever you get confused, go to the store. The customer has all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And we get all confused, and we do, you know, analytics and regression analysis and whatever. And I'm not saying it's not important, but the simple idea is if you will go ask your customers, why is it that you love this brand? And you ask them the question, if it ceased to be there, would you miss it? And that's the great, does anybody miss linens and things?
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, does anybody really miss Sharper Image? At the end of the day, and I'm not picking on them, but at the end of the day, the customers know whether or not you're in the business to improve their life. I will say one other thing, Brad, too, on this one, and I'll get to the next one, but the customers out there right now have shut their wallet because they have to. And it is my belief deep in my belief system because of what I've learned, not what I think, but what I've learned. They're not going to open their wallets up unless they believe that there's a company of great values that offers them great value.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to open their wallet up to things that are kind of nice but not necessary, not open their wallet to things that don't improve their lives. So if you want to go find your purpose, ask your fan base, not only your customers on the outside, but the old thing about, you know, gosh, the old timers are not with the times when you have a big company and you, no, go talk to the old timers because the old timers were there when the company was built. Second, follow your heart. You got to, you know, Herb Kelleher, again, he has always told us, he said, you know, there's two sides of any company. There's the German side. Got to have the planes run on time.
Yeah.
Got to be there on perfect. We can't have any error. And then he, being Irish, then there's the Irish side. And all great brands have both, or else you overpromise and underdeliver. And follow your heart is basically waking up in the morning and say, do I have a job? And by the way, when you have a job, you're in business to make money. Or do I have work to do?
Hmm.
If you've got work to do, you're in the business of making a difference and therefore making money. Those are the two ways that we articulated those steps, Brad.
Yeah, and again, you list seven or eight other steps, and again, go purchase the book real quickly with the time that we have left. Talk a little bit about an organization that's near and dear to your heart, a new organization called the Purpose Institute, Roy, please.
Yes, it's really, thank you for asking, and I'll make this real short. Haley Rushing, who is a genius, she's our chief purposeologist. I'm going to build a new company within Idea City. We have GSD&M, the advertising and marketing company, which we use purpose-based branding. But the Purpose Institute is going to be an organization of myself and Haley and a woman named Judy Travolsi, who's been my partner, Jim Stengel, if you recall, former CMO for Procter & Gamble. Our focus is real simple. We're going to help people, organizations, and companies and brands discover their purpose. And we want to lead a renaissance of purpose-based companies with purpose-based leaders. And that is what we're going to focus. It'll be a consulting company. We will not do advertising. But if you are a company or you are a CMO or you are a CEO and you believe in the power of purpose, you come to the Institute. We'll help you find it. We'll help you bring it to life. And we'll help you be able to become a purpose-based leader as well. That's the focus of it.
Sounds like that's something that has been maybe a dream of yours, and that's why this is such an exciting opportunity for you, huh?
It has. It has been. You know, you sit around and you think about little things like, you know, what do I really want to do? I've always wanted to, even with Don't Mess with Texas and solving litter, you know, when I got former President Bush and former President Clinton together and we did the tsunami relief, these are men who ran against each other,
yeah.
Senior and Clinton, and we did it down in your part. We just got through doing the Ike relief in Houston. And
right.
So if you can make a difference in just a little bit, you might make a little bit of history. And that's a pretty cool way to live a life. You make money by making a difference.
Sweet.
And that's what I want to spend my life doing.
Got it. Roy Spence is our special guest here. The book is called It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. And we've got more time to spend with Roy. We'll do that here in just a moment on The Advertising Show.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Here are some most happy fellas, the four lads before.
With one of the companies that did not need the billions and trillions in bailout money, they seem to be doing just fine all by themselves. Idea City in Austin. GSD&M, Roy Spence is our guest here on The Advertising Show, co-author of a book, It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. Roy, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be back with you guys.
Yeah, and I want to add and give some insight to our listeners. Real-world examples in your book, you mentioned Southwest, and you mentioned what was the other example you mentioned?
Walmart,
of course.
Walmart, yeah.
And you forget him, and then Norwegian Cruise Lines and others. And one in particular that I found of interest was when you guys picked up BMW, and you talk a little bit about this in the book, and talk about, gosh, some major pressure, I would imagine, to take a brand of the size and scope and of a BMW and really not only, you know, maintain a great badge among consumers, but more importantly, you guys figured out a new way, a new platform to not throw away what had already been built with the BMW brand, but to build off that. And you found something that I think other agencies and perhaps even the client had missed. Talk a little bit about this, Roy.
Yeah, it was, first of all, there, appreciate the question, and I'll be brief on it, but it was, they're a great organization. They know their purpose inside and out. It's to enable people to experience the joy of driving. And when we saw this, and long story short, they, you know, obviously we kept the theme line, Ultimate Driving Machine, but we needed to expand the, consideration set for the brand. And when we went out to this creator class, there's a great book called The Creator Class by Richard Florida, and we looked at the marketplace, and at some point we discovered that the creator class, there was some people who were just not interested in BMW because they didn't know the values of the company. They knew the value of the car, but not the values of the company. So when we did our purpose work, we realized something powerfully important, that BMW, and I think this is still true, is maybe was the only independent car company in the world, meaning no parent. Mm-hmm. And because they were independent, they could do the right thing. Because they were independent, they could be, innovate and create things for their pleasure and for the joy of driving. And so when we pitched the business, and it was a powerful pitch against great other agencies, we showed them how they could ladder up to become not just a car of great performance, but a company of great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it rang the bell to the creative class. Oh, you're independent like me. Oh, you're in the creative business like me. Oh, you cherish innovation and you don't mind if you make mistakes because that's how creative people think. And so, as long story short, without moving from their core idea of Ultimate Driving Machine, we are able to ladder that brand up and celebrate their purpose because they were an independent company. They could create great ideas that live on. And that was that's what we pitched.
Obviously, at UT, you must have been listening in class, Roy, because you got all the things right, and also you seem to be a man of severe humility as well. You've got a lot of great things that you've accomplished along the way with a lot of great companies, and of course for GSD&M. And we invite you to go out and get the book, okay? It's called It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. Roy Spence is the co-author along with Haley Rushing. Roy, it's been a pleasure having you here today on the Advertising Show.
It's been a great treat, and by the way, in the advertising business, always remember, clients give you money to create something that wasn't there before. It is a thrill of life. And every time we get down about whatever, just remember, they're venture capitalists. They invest in our ideas. That's a pretty cool business.
Yeah, we enjoy it too as well. Thank you, Roy, on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Back in just a minute.
There is somewhere better to get inspired, creative ideas. This is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a new corporate identity ASAP and on a tight budget, They got the impossible. 170 creative solutions to the client in just 24 hours, from brief to deadline. OpenAd.net. Busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put it to the test. Just go to OpenAd.net and give us a try. Hey, what have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch.
Roy Spence, what a great interview with Roy. And we thank him again for being a part of The Advertising Show. Go get the book, okay? Author of It's Not What You Sell, It's What You Stand For. Next week, it is Ken Roman, who's been here at The Advertising Show before, author of a brand new book called The King of Madison Avenue, and we've got him coming up next week with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth here at The Advertising Show. Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence. This is kind of funny. This ties in with Roy a little bit, considering the fact that GSD&M has these folks as a client. This is AARP, and it's all about today viral videos. Let's listen.
And now, it's time for Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
Last October, the AARP launched a viral video effort to supplement a 2-year voter registration and get out and vote campaign. The video was sent to political bloggers at K Street Cafe, Talk Left, and Reuters. AARP also posted the video on its own blog, its Sharp Online Sessions, and forwarded it to e-activists, of which the organization has several million. A nonpartisan viral campaign to overcome voter fatigue through humor that also provided resources and links like voting guides and information on early voting locations was forwarded by AARP to the members and the web media, which was then forwarded on by the recipients. This is a beautiful example of how creating your own viral content can have an impact far beyond traditional advertising or marketing. Engagement, action, heavy promotion equaled a video that literally blanketed netizens through its own trajectory through the web. There is no reason that you should not try to do the same for your own clients. AARP has a message that was relevant, top of mind, extremely important to its constituency, and required action. If you can find those four things and apply them to your client's product or service, you have the makings of a viral video that can touch your target consumer in many ways. I'm sure one of our ad agency clients who just won a very famous QSR with a gigantic and obsessed fan base of cravers will be using viral video as part of its integrated campaign to get bodies through the doors and buying the company's frozen products. Don't ignore viral video when planning your campaigns. It has the ability to find and entice your exact consumer and drive business to your doors, be they virtual or brick and mortar.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
That's Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence, with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth here on The Advertising Show. What do you have there?
You know, our friend Patrick, who runs iwantmedia.com, and we've had that association for many years, he's getting some competition here. Al Jazeera is launching a website called I Want Al Jazeera. This is no joke, Ray. I Want Al Jazeera, aimed at extending its reach among U.S. and Canadian audiences and dispelling myths that it supports terrorism and airs beheadings. Now, first of all, I want to back up here. They're trying to dispel myths that supports terror, that they support terrorism.
But they show beheadings on.
Yes. So first of all,
okay.
You got to start with quit airing beheadings and supporting terrorism before you launch the site. That would be the first thing to help.
Yeah.
Apparently, the site also asked for support to help gain its carriage deals with U.S. cable and satellite firms, which they've been struggling to get any kind of foothold in North America as far as their their network. But I want AlJazeera.com, I suppose.
I guess. What they need to do is get some old Brady Bunch episodes or something and show those instead. Okay, that'd be a lot more smart. So there we go. The Advertising Show, brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. And by Captivate Network, you can visit them at captivate.com. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you come back next week. And most importantly, tell your friends here about The Advertising Show. This is a Big Radio Midgets production.